USA Radio News.
Today, as President Donald Trump kicked off a cabinet meeting, he took a few questions from reporters. One of the reporters asked what would happen if Iran started up their nuclear program.
Iran will find out. They're going to find out. I don't think they should do that. I would advise Iran not to start their nuclear program. I would advise them very strongly. If they do, there will be very severe consequence. Okay?
Three members of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club were indicted today on murder charges stemming from a 2015 shooting that involved police and members of another biker club outside a restaurant in Waco, Texas. Police arrested nearly 200 bikers following the shooting, which left 9 dead and 20 injured. Investigators say the incident was sparked by rivalries of the two biker clubs. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and cell fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
There are different reactions coming in from Iran regarding President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hardliners in Iran's parliament haven't liked the deal for different reasons than why President Trump has pulled the U.S. out of it. At that news, they burned a paper U.S. flag and chanted death to America. However, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, sees it differently, saying through a translator here, just because the U.S. is out doesn't mean the deal has to crumble.
I've asked the foreign ministry to negotiate with European countries and with China and Russia in the next few weeks. If at the end of this short period we conclude that we can fully benefit from the JCPOA, the deal would remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump's approval rating has remained steady at 42% in Gallup's two most recent polls. 89% of Republicans approve of President Trump's job performance, while only 11% of Democrats and 36% of independents approve. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One New Jersey high school is making sure no one feels left out after creating a new inclusive policy that would essentially allow a spot for every student who tries out for the cheerleading squad, and they're doing away with skill-based selections. This all came about because one parent complained that her child didn't make the cut after last month's tryouts. Larry Winget is the pit bull of personal development. He says, just think about how this would play out in real life.
And think about how this would play in the business world. 25 people apply for a job, and because the business doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, they either, like this school is doing, leave the job empty, which hurts the business, or they just say, we're going to hire everybody, which bankrupts the business, and you end up with 24 unqualified people. It's ridiculous. All the success I have today in every area of life, I learned because of failure. Failure is where we learn. It's where we learn to get up, dust yourself off, try harder next time, do some analysis about what you didn't do right so you won't repeat that mistake. And I'll guarantee you that everybody who's had any success will say the same thing. We don't learn from our successes. We learn from our failures. We learn from being told no. You're going to be told no a lot more than you're ever told yes.
And finally, Monica Lewinsky tweeted today that she was uninvited from an event after the group informed her that former President Bill Clinton had accepted an invitation to be at the same event. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.